From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Jessica Lynch finally returned home today to West Virginia, where she spoke her first public words since her rescue.
Hi, thank you for being here. It's great to be home. I would like to say thank you to everyone who hoped and prayed for my safe return. For a long time, I had no idea so many people knew I'd been missing. But I read thousands of letters, many of them from children, who offer messages of hope and faith.
Jessica Lynch had been recuperating for nearly 4 months in an Army hospital here in Washington. She was recovering from injuries she received in Iraq when her unit was ambushed in March. 11 soldiers were killed in that attack. Lynch was a prisoner of war for 8 days until U.S. forces rescued her at a Nasiriya hospital. She was awarded the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart, and the Prisoner of War Medal for her ordeal. Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting was at the homecoming in Elizabeth, West Virginia, and he joins us now. Jeff, what else did Jessica Lynch have to say today?
Well, Jessica Lynch spoke for only about 3 minutes, spoke from a wheelchair, and it was largely a list of thank yous. She thanked the people of her community. She thanked the medical staff, both in Washington and in Germany, where she received treatment. She thanked the Iraqis at the hospital in Nasiriya, who she said helped her during her captivity. She singled out her boyfriend, Army Sergeant Ruben Contreras, for some thanks. She said, quote, he picked me up when I got down and never let me give up. And she also expressed her sadness at the loss of her best friend and a fellow soldier, Lori Piastowa. Piastowa was also a member of the 507th Maintenance Company. She was killed in that ambush March 23rd.
Yes. Jeff, what's the scene like there today? There was a homecoming parade for Jessica Lynch through town?
The homecoming event was here in Elizabeth. That's the county seat and the only incorporated town in Wirt County. About 5,000 people in the whole county. And this town looks like it's just been scrubbed clean. It's just gleaming. Streets have been paved. And it's hard to find a stationary object over knee-high that doesn't have either a yellow ribbon or American flag or a welcome home sign affixed to it. And over in Palestine, which is the town where Jessica grew up, which is just a few miles down the road, there's been some big changes there, too. In fact, it's possible Jessica might not even recognize the house where she grew up because locals have volunteered labor, their skills, their time to renovate the house. They've put on new bedrooms, new bathrooms, a wheelchair ramp, all of that, of course, with an eye toward assisting in her recovery at home.
There have been conflicting reports about Jessica Lynch's capture and her rescue. Did she say anything today that sheds light on what might have happened to her?
Well, we didn't learn a lot new there. Lynch took no questions from reporters and said very little about the circumstances of the capture, the days of captivity, or that rescue mission. She thanked the Special Forces unit that carried out the rescue mission on April 1st. She said, they did save my life. Of course, there's been a lot of controversy about that mission, whether it was truly necessary or, you know, a bit of showmanship on part of the Department of Defense.
And I assume this controversy isn't front and center in people's minds there in West Virginia.
Well, for the most part, they don't really care much about that here in Wirt County. I've spoke with local grocer, county sheriff, people like that over the past few days, people who know the community pretty well. And they say that how Lynch was captured or rescued doesn't much matter to people here. The key point, they say, is that she was found alive, although badly injured, and that she is now back in the place where she can best recover both physically and emotionally, and that, of course, is at home.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Reporter Jeff Young speaking with us from Elizabeth, West Virginia.